नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् 5th canto chapter 10 entitled Maharaj Rahugana meets Jad Bharat. Text 12 Vishesha buddher vivaram manacha Pashyama yanna vyavaharatonya कैश्वरस्तत्र किमीशितव्यम् तथापि राजन् करवाम किं ते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। माय डियर किंग, इफ यू स्टिल थिंक यू आर द किंग and that I am your servant, you should order me and I should follow your order. I can then say that this differentiation is temporary and it expands only from usage or convention. I do not see any other cause. In that case, who is the master and who is the servant? Everyone is being forced by the laws of material nature. Therefore, no one is master and no one is servant. Nonetheless, if you think you are the master and that I am the servant, I shall accept this. Please order me. What can I do for you? Purport. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Aham Mameti. I am this body, and in this bodily relationship, he is my master. He is my servant, she is my wife, and he is my son. All these conceptions are temporary due to the inevitable change of body and the arrangement of material nature. We are gathered together like straws floating in the waves of an ocean, straws that are inevitably separated by the laws of the waves. In this material world, everyone is floating on the waves of the ocean of nations. As described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Miche mayar vashe jachcho bheshe khachcho habu dubu bhai jiva krishna das ei vishwas korle to ar dukkha nay. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that all men and women are floating like straws on the waves of material nature. If they come to the understanding that they are the eternal servants of Krishna, they will put an end to this floating condition. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3:37, Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhavah. Due to the mode of passion, we desire many things. And according to our desire or anxiety, and according to the order of the Supreme Lord, material nature gives us a certain type of body. For some time, we play as master or servant, as actors play on the stage under someone else's direction. While we are in the human form, we should put an end to this nonsensical stage performance. We should come to our original constitutional position, known as Krishna consciousness. At the present moment, the real master is material nature. Daivi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. Under the spell of material nature, we are becoming servants and masters. But if we agree to be controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His eternal servants, this temporary condition ceases to exist. So herein, the seemingly dull and inert Jad Bharat was doing the menial service of carrying the palanquin of Maharaj Rahugana along with his other three servants on the provocation of the words of Maharaj Rahugana, is forced, or rather out of compassion, is inspired to, rather we can say, give a piece of his mind and explain to him, what is this, O king? You are thinking that you are the eternal master and I am your eternal servant. But then he says, who is the master and who is the servant? In this world we see, even within this lifetime, sometimes who are in the position of a master are humbled to a position of an insignificant servant, and the servant becomes a master. This situation becomes very intolerable to people who are fixed in this artificial designation. I know a man who was working as an administrative officer in a multinational organization, and he had a secretary under him, and he was ordering this person to do so many things. And many years this went on, and after some years both were appearing for company secretary course, and both passed out. But somehow the assistant person, he had a very good influence. He became the company secretary, and this fellow continued to remain the administrative officer, supposed to work under him. It was so intolerable for him, even though he knew that if he leaves at this age, it will be very difficult to get another good post in a similar organization, because he had such experience in this. He knew his work very well. He had very good contacts, everything. But still, it was intolerable that one time his assistant is now taking up the role of the master. He just resigned. And he was miserable. He was miserable outside because he couldn't get a satisfactory job again. But he was simultaneously miserable if he stayed there. There are so many instances. One lady, she had a maid servant. And the maid servant, right opposite our own house, Bengali lady, this is in Orissa. And this lady employed a maid servant. This maid servant was actually very beautiful. And she was doing the, and for 3 months, the younger brother of that lady came in to stay in that home. And when he was about to go back, by that time he had fallen in love with that maid servant. He was a very unusual guy. He was a painter. He was, you know, in his own world. He would just sit there and he would paint that lady also. As she is just sweeping on the floor, he would sit and paint her. He would do anything like that. Very unusual guy. So he did this unusual thing, which is very usual, of course, in the material world. So he fell in love. And at the end of the 3 months, he said, I'm going to marry her. There was such a big resistance from the sister and brother-in-law. So much. But then both of them went away and he got married. And he took a job in the same place, in the same company where the brother-in-law was working. And then, but the brother-in-law told his wife, he said, your brother can't come and stay in the same house. I don't mind him coming into this house, but this lady cannot come into our house. She's a maid servant. I can't accept her as the... very difficult for him to digest. And then they took up another quarter sand. Another instance I remember of a student. He graduated from the school, government school, and he took an MBA and became a secretary, education department. And the principal was about to retire. Kind of. He had to report to this student of his as a secretary of education. So in the material world we find this kind of a situation happens every time. Suddenly roles are changed. Suddenly, and it is so difficult to digest. But here, Jada Bharata is saying, actually, what's all these designations? What is all these designations? It's all temporary. It can change at any moment. Why unnecessarily be too much absorbed, so much so that you actually neglect your actual duty and forget the eternal goal? So, why do that? Why don't focus on the eternal occupation and just tolerate and do whatever is necessary, but don't be so disturbed that your main duty is, or main service, or main occupation is stopped. In the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the story of Maharaj Chitraketu, Chitraketu did not have a son. Somehow there was this thing that he was not supposed to get a son by destiny. So he asked so many sages and so many things. He tried. He married so many times. But then still, as it would have, by nature, it didn't happen. Then Narada Muni came and he asked this benediction. So he gave the benediction. Okay, I'll give you this. You do this particular yajna and all that. You will get a son. And that son will be named Harsha Shoka. It's very interesting. Angira said, name your son Harsha Shoka. And after a long, long time, he got a son. And he became Harsha. He became so happy. It is said, just like a man who is very, very poor suddenly gets a lot of wealth, how he becomes attached to that wealth. Or suddenly, after a lot of hunger, if somebody gets something to food, how become attached? He said, tremendously became attached to that son. And the son gave him the joy of his life. And as is the nature of this world, this material pleasure is so absorbing that the whole time seems like a jiffy, you know, in a moment passes. And you don't realize how time flies. The time is always going at its own speed. The second hand doesn't go faster. And the hour hand doesn't move slower than what it should be. It moves at the same pace. But when things are comfortable to our liking, time seems to fly by. And when it is not to our liking, you wonder, you know, the second hand is moving as if like an hour hand. Yugaitam nimeshena. A yuga seems to, a moment seems like 12 years. But when you are enjoying, 12 years seem like a moment. That's what Maharaj Yayati said. Yayati was enjoying and enjoying and enjoying for a long time. But then he said, it just passes like a moment. But I'm still not satisfied. So Harsha, he was so much deeply absorbed, and anything in connection with the boy became his object of absorption. So much so that he started spending his time in the palace of that elderly senior queen. And all the other queens became so envious. They started feeling that we are treated worse than the maid servants of the king. Because at least the maid servants in the palace of the elderly king, senior queen, gets the attention, something. At least gets to see the king. But we don't even get to see the king. The maid servants of that palace are better than us. And what is the root of all this inattention? This son. He is the root cause of all the problem. Till then everything was alright. So this person should be removed from the picture. So they poisoned the child. All the queens came together and poisoned this child. And then, as much as Maharaj had the attachment or harsha or enjoyment, so much so, directly, 180 degree opposite, he went to such a degree of kind of depression that he was crying and crying and crying and crying, fainting, getting up, again remembering, fainting. That's the nature of being attached to anything other than what is eternally worth being attached to, and that is the lotus feet of the Lord. Anything else of this world will potentially give us harsha shoka. To the extent it gives harsha, to that extent it will give shoka. For example, this body in the beginning is the source of all harsha. So all of us are given one child in the form of this body, which is in the first phase of life, the source of all enjoyment. And kleshadayasha deha. And in the later part of life, it becomes the source of all shoka, all the misery. One time when I was in a hospital, opposite my bed, there was another man. At that time I was about 18 or 19 years, and this man was around 45, 50. Very heavily built man. And he came for a very special kind of problem. He developed hiccups, and the hiccups were not stopping. Every few seconds. And it was not stopping. It became a problem. Night also. So this fellow was admitted. 3 days he was right in front of me. And he was taking so many medicines. He had liver problem. He had diabetes. He had this and that. Name the disease and he had it. Encyclopedia of diseases. And this man, he made a very important statement. He said, this body, it was my servant for the first half of my life. He said, I had a field. That land that I got by my share, by my father, this was like rock. It was actually rocky field. And I used this body and made that hole into fertile land. I forgot about sleeping. I forgot about eating. And today, I was absolutely the master of this body. Whenever I wanted, I would wake up. Whatever wanted, I do. How long I wanted, I serve. I could do what I wanted. And now, with compound interest, I am serving this body. If I neglect it, even every hour I have to take this medicine. If I don't take, finish, it will demand. Now he is demanding, I have to become servant. So he was the master, now he's become the servant. Some people, as long as they are the earning members of the family, they are the masters. The moment they retire, they retire from the mastership also. And they are sometimes in a uncultured society treated worse than a pet dog. That's what Vidura told Dhritarashtra. Though it wasn't like that. But they perceive it like that. Because their ego is everything should happen the way exactly things are happening. Even if it doesn't happen. Even though they may not like to do like that. But one little nudge in an unfavorable way. Or one little expression on the face of the subordinates. Is seen as a big punch on their ego. And life becomes so miserable. And that's the nature. So as long as we identify with these designations, it is a source of Harsha and Shoka. Bound, these are two sides of a coin. You can't take one without accepting the other. Whereas for a devotee, he transcends this. Jiva Krishna Das E Vishwas. Korle to ar dukho nai. We just have to be convinced of this one fact that our constitutional position is servant of Krishna. In the service of Krishna, I am ordering this person. My service is to order him and get the job done. And tomorrow, as a service, if he orders me, I have to get the job done. For such a person, the real ego is awakened, and that is, I am servant. And Krishna, whatever service you give me is acceptable to me. It's this false ego which is the source of all misery. That you are something other than what you are not. That's why it is said, akinchana, tvam akinchana gochara. Kinchana. Kinchana means kinchit. Kinchit means something. Okay, Krishna, everything is yours, but this much at least is mine. 0.001% is mine. Kinchit. But akinchit means, akinchana means, he knows that absolutely I am first and foremost your servant. Everything else, all other designations come subordinate or in relation with that designation. In fact, in the Vaishnava society, most of the problems are simply because these designations become prominent to the exclusion of even the eternal designation of Krishna Das. Danvir Goswami Maharaj, in his book Bright Side, writes beautifully. It is simply because people do not know how to change their hats. We should know when to change our hats. And then all the relationships problems are going to be solved. Otherwise, Harsha Shoka. So much misery, so much of suffering. And what is this? What is the changing of hats? In a particular situation, in a particular relationship, you are the master. And somebody is your servant. Somebody is your subordinate. In a different situation, in a different relationship, you are the servant, he is the master. Sometimes the same person can be a master in a particular situation and a servant in another situation. If you exactly know that one thing is, I am serving. And this is my service. So I accept it in the mood of servant. And then I render it in the mood of servant. Both ways. Then there is no problem. But as long as some kind of attachment, designation, other than the designation of the soul, based on the body, based on the number of years, based on some abilities, based on more facility or whatever. If this thing sticks and this becomes more prominent than our eternal position, then starts all the problem. So this changing of hats has to be done. The same thing we see, two people may come together in the temple, they are same. Everyone is a servant of the Lord, they may dance together. And somebody in a very superior position may treat someone else as his equal. But then immediately as they go out, he's the master, and that fellow is his servant. Serving him in some capacity as a driver, as a housemaid, or whatever, servant. But if he foolishly thinks, the servant foolishly thinks, that in the temple hall we were dancing together, so he just puts his hand on the shoulder, he's going to have problems. So that is a material designation. I will execute that. But then if you are so deeply fixed to the extent of being completely disturbed because a particular kind of a respect or particular thing was not offered, then that means something is wrong. That expertise at changing the hats. And this is not a problem for a person who is convinced that I am the servant. Just like Narad Muni, when he went to Dwarka, Krishna put him on the throne and started serving him, washing his feet and taking it and putting it on the heads of all his family members. Now, how could Narada ever accept Krishna as his servant and to wash his feet? But Narada perfectly knew, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, and Krishna wants to use me to show to the world that how to serve an exalted personality, even though you are the king. And therefore, it was painful, but he accepted it. But he never became bewildered. He knew it was an austerity, but he accepted it. So this mood, if that is yoga yukta vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurvannapi na lipyate. Kurvannapi, even though he is acting, na lipyate, he never gets entangled. Who? Yoga yukta, who is convinced that he is always the servant. Because he is always serving every living entity in the mood of a servant, in relationship with Krishna, he does whatever is the needful without getting unduly attached or unduly averse. That is rising about duality. Prabhupada was asked this question once by a man in an audience. He said, Swamiji, Arjuna heard the Bhagavad Gita, and even before shooting an arrow, he said, Nashto moho smitir labdha tat prasadat maya chuta sitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. Nashto moho, all his moha was lost. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. He knew, smritir labdha. He got his memory back that I am the servant, eternal servant of Krishna. Then, if everything was perfectly understood, why is he lamenting at the loss of Abhimanyu on the 10th day? Lamenting like anything. And later he became so angry, took a vow, tomorrow if I do not kill that rascal who is responsible for the death of my son, I will enter burning fire. He became angry, he became extremely disturbed, he started lamenting. Dhirastatrana muhiyati ashochan anvashochastam, he has heard already. But why is he lamenting? Prabhupada said, a Vaishnava does not mean he has hard heart. His heart is softer than everyone. He is very sensitive, super sensitive to the needs of others. But at the same time, he does whatever is perfectly beneficial for that situation. And secondly, he said that his service to Krishna did not stop. he was not so much in lamentation that he said, forget it, Krishna, I served you and this is what I get. My son died on the battlefield with you around. Here is the Gandiva, here is the bow, you fight. I've been chanting Hare Krishna such a long time and this is what happened to me. Or neither when he, or during other situation, he became so happy that he said, tomorrow is a off. I won't fight. I want to enjoy something. The victory of killing over some particular fellow. They come, they just tolerate. Tolerate both happiness and distress. But go on with the service. So sometimes the devotees of the Lord in a particular relation may act like a thunderbolt or act like a soft rose. Very Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so respectful to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that for 7 days he didn't speak a word, so that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was doing it in a good mood of helping him, so that the sannyasi won't fall down. He's such a beautiful person, he's such an effulgent fellow, he should not fall. Maya is so strong. So in a mood of fatherly affection, he was instructing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu didn't want to disturb. He was so sensitive that he should not feel hurt. For 7 days, he did not speak anything. But the same Lord, when he wanted to go on a pilgrimage to South India, on a mission, what he had come about, when out of that material kind of affection, Sarvabhauma came and, no, stay back, stay back, stay back. He just didn't bother to look at him and walked away. And Sarvabhauma fell unconscious. Out of pain of separation, Mahaprabhu didn't even look back. Didn't even look back. Because he was in the mission, he was ready to take any role that he had come to execute. So this is the role. It is helpful to that person. It is beneficial to that person and beneficial for everyone. I'll play that role, whatever be that role. And if it's not beneficial to that person, who cares about the role? And just because we don't learn this art of changing our hats, most of these problems are created. One instance, a small instance I saw in front of my eyes, which is very instructive. I just went for some service to Zulunes Radhana Swami Maharaj's room, and there, as I was sitting and talking, discussing something, our Shibad Prabhu, music teacher, he came into Maharaj's room and he has a problem sitting down. So immediately Maharaj got a chair and made him sit on the chair, and he was sitting down. And Maharaj, you know, did this action of, you know, almost like in one wave of hand, touching his feet and putting on his head. Because he had come to teach him harmonium lessons. So he did that and we were very pleased. He was started teaching and he learned the harmonium lessons. So he was taking the role of a teacher and Maharaj was taking the role of a student. So he offered the due respects. And then, after half an hour of lesson, then both were chit-chatting. The hat was changed. They were friends. So, how is the weather? How is everything going? How is your family? Very nice, sweet. And as he was leaving, he bent down, touched the feet of Maharaj and, okay, Maharaj, thank you very much. In about 45 minutes, I saw 3 hats being changed on both sides. On both sides. That's the relationship. So, when the mood of servant is there, such a person becomes dear to everyone, everyone becomes dear to him. And becoming a servant means the motive is very clear. We have to serve in a pure and pleasing way. Pure in terms of our motivation, without any agenda, simply for the pleasure of the Lord and without any hidden motives. That you put something else is there. So that kind of service is actually very pleasing. Even though it may sometimes hurt the person, or even though it may sometimes please the person, but eventually, if that person is very sincere, he can see that this is actually an expression of service. So, yoga yukto vishuddhatma. And when we serve in the mood of servant, anything that we do it in a mood of service, vishuddhatma, our consciousness becomes pure. And when the consciousness is pure, the mind becomes peaceful and satisfaction. You find tremendous satisfaction in whatever service you do. Because you do it in a mood of servant for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna. The pleasure of Krishna is to be seen at most. Pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. We know whether it is pleasing or not by how his representatives are pleased. So, pure and pleasing. Pleasing comes from satisfying the person whom we are serving. Now, we may not satisfy someone's senses. We may not satisfy someone's mind or ego. But if our motive is simply to satisfy the real self, then eventually that will be appreciated. And because it is being done with that consciousness, vijitatma, atma also means body, atma means the senses, atma means mind, and also the soul. So, because the consciousness is clear in the mood of a servant, such a person becomes satisfied. Irrespective of the result, he has done his best. And because he is satisfied, his mind becomes specified. Shamaha. And because the mind is specified, the senses become pacified. Because he is yoga yukta, because he is situated in the mood of a servant, Vishuddhatma, his consciousness is pure. That means he knows, fixed, that I am the servant in all circumstances. Whether I am serving as a king, Srila Prabhupada said, I am the servant, my Guru Maharaj has sent all of you to serve you. So he was serving his Guru Maharaj and he saw serving his disciples, training them as a service to his Guru. And he was very grateful to all his disciples that they were accepting that service. And in that way, helping him to serve his Guru. Facilitating that service. So he was ever grateful. And therefore, where the question of insult, where the question of something going into your head. But the question arises, how to maintain this attitude? Krishna, Prabhupada writes in NOI purport, he says, Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. It all depends. It's not what we do, but why we do what we do. That is bhakti. Bhakti is a question of consciousness, the attitude in which we do everything. In a mood of service, Arjuna was shooting arrows and killing, butchering people, slaughtering people, dasosmi. Even Bhishma, he was shooting arrows, with tears in his eyes, he was shooting arrows, piercing the body of Bhishma for the pleasure of Krishna. Sometimes you have to do something which is very difficult task. Sometimes, some tasks are so pleasing to us because that's exactly what we want. Our ego also wants that. So that service we do with such enthusiasm. But when some service comes which is not pleasing to the ego, very painful to the mind and to the austere to the senses, then we say, should we actually do it? But a true servant, he knows that I'm doing it for the pleasure, satisfaction. Like Shyam Sundar Prabhu was telling. Prabhupada asked him, go and tell George Harrison that I want $19,000 or to publish the Krishna book, give me money. Shyam Sundar Prabhu had made it a policy, determined in his mind that when I go to these big people, I'm not going to ask them even a single pie. I just want to be his friend and encourage him and just speak to him and give him what I have received, mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But then Prabhupada was asking him to do some service which was against his grain. It's just like Krishna asking Yudhishthir Maharaj, speak a lie. I tell you, speak a lie. There's a bright situation. We can kill this fellow. Speak a lie. It was against, he never did it in his life. Yudhishthir Maharaj. Sometimes devotees are put to such a testing situation to do something which the last thing they want to do if they were not Krishna conscious. Principles. Principled people. Certain principles. But then he may have to go against. That's very painful. So he went. He hesitated, just like Yudhishthir Maharaj. He hesitated. Prabhupada had never asked. So Prabhupada was so kind. Just like Krishna blew the conch shell. Okay, he killed. You know, just to pacify. So Prabhupada said, okay, make me the bad guy. You just tell, my guru has asked me, you know, what to do, I'm asking you. Actually, I don't want to ask. Krishna, Prabhupada told him, make me the bad guy. Put the gun on my shoulder and shoot. So, he did it. He did with a great, with a heavy heart event. He was hesitating. So George Harrison came and he sat and, you know, they were discussing. And he didn't want to, how can I say? And it was getting time. And it was just 5 minutes left. And he knew, if I don't speak now, finish. His mission was more important than all relationships of this material world. They have come, two, like pieces of straw together. He's gone, they are gone. But because he took that initiative to serve the pleasure, for the pleasure of Guru, just see the result. The result was millions of people got benefited in terms of seeing. Just and Sridhar Maharaj was telling, simply they would show the Krishna book. They didn't know, even a book distributor didn't know anything. They would show. George Harrison was so famous. They would say, see, introduction of Krishna book. You see, George Harrison, your hero has written this. Books would sell like hotcakes. He got benefited. Shyam Sundar Prabhu got benefited that he became an instrument in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna's message. George Harrison got benefited. At the time of just Prabhupada, when he was leaving his body, 3 days before, Dhananjay Prabhu said, 3 days before Prabhupada left his body, he called Dhananjay Prabhu and took out a gold ring with a studded with diamond. Somebody had given him for some good thing, you know, health and all that, some stones like that. He took it out and he gave it to Dhananjay Prabhu and he said, give it to George Harrison. And it seems when George Harrison heard, he was moved. He said, he's a world acharya, but just before leaving his body, he thought about me. Just like Vidura, when Uddhava told Vidura that Krishna remembered you, he was overwhelmed. Vidura was overwhelmed that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ananta Koti Brahmanda Nayaka, and billions of Dwarkavasis who are more dear to him, billions of Brajavasis who are more dear to him. But before leaving his body, he thought, before winding up his pastime, he thought about me, an insignificant person. He was crying. Vidura was crying that Krishna thought about me. That is the perfection of life. With gratitude, the Lord thinks that, oh, he helped me when I was in need. So Prabhupada thought about him just because of that one decision. Had he hesitated, all the three and the rest of people who became Krishna conscious by Krishna, receiving that Krishna book, wouldn't have got that benefit. So for a higher principle, a lower principle can be compromised. So, Jadabharata is saying that
Okay, you may put your hat as a, if you want to put your hat as a king and I take the role of a servant, no problem. I will accept. You order me, I'll do it. But if you think that that's your eternal position and you're ordering you that, let me tell you, you are in a big illusion. You are in Maya. Because you are a king, in next life you may become like me and I may take your position. It happened few moments later by the mercy of Jad Bharat. He put him on his and he carried. He came down from there and offered obeisances to Jad Bharat. So, Jiva Krishna Das e Vishwas korleto ar dukkho nai. Only when a person is convinced, that is self-realization. To realize the self as not the body, gross body, not the subtle body, but the eternal servant of Krishna. Korleto ar dukkho nai. Such a person, under all circumstances, is a liberated soul. And is much above the happiness and distress of this world. I would like to conclude with that one very beautiful pastime. Maybe we will discuss this on Sunday. Sunday is this Dasyam lecture. So I was thinking about this. That's how I am able to speak. Dasyam, servitorship. We will discuss that. It's really late. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai.